Bank of Cardiff. This is Lena. How can I
help
you?
Hi, Lena. Bob Blankenship, Blankenship Pools.
Oh,
and
hi,
how
Bob.
You doing? Yeah,
I'm good.
Second, if you ever got any, if you'd ever got any a notice of payoff for me, or how much it?
Yeah, I think by now it should be almost done. I sent the email to John to send me the documents, and it was like more than a week ago. I didn't hear from him.
Okay. Yeah, I just was kind of curious to see where we're at and how far we're along there. So.
Yeah. Do you have any loans right now except ours?
Yeah, we just still have that GBR thing going, so.
GBR.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you need more funds right now?
Well, we were looking for a bigger amount. I mean, just getting small amounts just isn't working for us. I mean, if we can get it down the road, it might work. But, we're not even... We're kind of not even thinking about doing any other loans. Like, the dailies are killing us. The way my cash.
Yeah,
works,
I would like
know.
To put you on at least on weekly. Okay, so you need to know how long it will take for you to pay it off. Now.
Yeah, I just wanted to see how much it was and how long it's going to be before it gets paid off, and then then I can see what the other one is, and then I can kind of see what we're going to need,
Let me see, because she sent me that, but it was a while ago. Just 1 second, I'm looking, yeah, the last was 7th. Okay, on 27th of July, I've got a notification that you are 92% paid in, and your balance was $3,312. $3,312. So you should be almost done.
Yeah.
So
okay.
if you want to get renewal, we can try.
Yeah. Biggest problem I've had here lately too is when I was talking to people, my FICA score got hit like a son of a gun with different inquiries and one thing another, and so it made my FICA score go down again.
For them it's important. For us it's already not so important because you have a history of paying back to us.
I don't know.
The only problems.
The
only problems we had, and again, they can promise you the arm and the leg. I'm just telling you. When you deal, don't jump from one to the other, because what's the most important for us? We know you, and you already paid the loan back. That's the most important. For them, you're new, and they don't know how well you paid to us. Maybe you didn't pay on time, maybe whatever. They will treat you as a new, and that's why for them, for anybody on the market, your FICO score is so important. For us, it's not that important. For us, what was bad before, I mean, when you tried, too many insufficient funds.
Right, exactly.
So, but now you're probably doing better, I hope.
Yeah, we're doing a lot better now. I mean, it's what we're finding out now is that we've got a ton of work coming in. We're doing ongoing work right now. But what happened was, too, is we had a finance company financing pools for people, and we sent them to them, and they would finance the pools. Well, they didn't tell us that they would only give us 30% when we started, and they wouldn't give us any more draws until the pool was done. Well, that means we're out of pocket another $30,000 per job, and it's just
you
really
could negotiate with them at least 50%. Nobody would give you more than 50, but.
Yeah, so that's been kind of an ongoing thing. That's been kind of a problematic thing. But anyway,
Bob, if you want to send me your July statement for me to see what it is and see what we can offer you, you're welcome.
Okay, and then by doing that, you don't. It doesn't have to. You can do it as a hard hit on the my.
No,
my
no, no. We are
score.
Not going to check. We are not going to check your credit rate.
See, and then the other thing was is I was looking to buy another truck because my one truck was getting to be a problem, and so Ford the Ford Motor Company, when they said, "Oh yeah, we'll approve you, no problem. You just, you know, put your deposit down or whatever, and we'll get you a truck." And I said, "Okay, that'll be fine." Little did I know, they shopped my note around my score. They shopped me around at 5 or 6 different places. I thought we were going to go right straight through Ford Motor Credit. Well, then it hit it like 5 or 6 times.
For truck, your score is the most important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are doing financing of the equipment, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I can take a look at it, and we might, if you need a truck. Are you buying the new one, new truck?
Yeah, I was going to buy a new Ford truck, it was a $43,000 truck, and they were going to give it to me for $32,000, I think it was. They really knocked the price down. But then it was $4,000 down
financed.
And then a monthly payment. Yeah.
They couldn't get you financed.
Oh, yeah, they got me financed. They said, "You're all approved. Just come and pick up the truck." Well, that's all well and great. Well, I got busy, and I couldn't get down there to pick up the truck for over 30 days. And then in the meantime, for whatever reason, they decided they were going to shop my note around, trying to make a better deal for themselves, I guess, without my permission.
Oh,
they hit my credit.
Oh my God!
They hit my credit score 5 or 6 times again. It's like
Jesus.
Yeah, it drives me crazy. I try to get it built
again,
up.
Again, you know, everybody thinks that because somebody hits so many times, this
mm-hmm.
Doesn't work like this. This is not how credit company is looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking mostly how you're paying. What's your payment history? And also, if it's the same type of financing companies who are hitting
mm-hmm.
your credit, it's okay. It shouldn't
mm-hmm.
it shouldn't bring your credit so much down. You're paying late to
mm-hmm.
credit cards, to loans, and so forth. That's what drives you.
Well, my credit cards and stuff, I always keep them up, even if I pay a minimum on it. You know, I try to keep all of them up real good.
Yeah,
good, and
still,
I bought a
you
truck.
Keep, yeah, but see,
yeah.
more and more and more you have on your credit, so your ratio of credit to available credit is getting less, and that's what drives your... Yeah, it's not. It's just you try to pay off if you can, whatever you can.
Yeah,
on
fact,
your
I
personal... See, try to keep everything on business and less on your personal. That's what will help you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I bought that truck through Chase, and I
uh-huh.
paid it every time on exactly on time, and I almost got my other truck paid off, my
yeah,
06.
Yeah, but do you have this truck on you or on business?
It's in my own name. It wasn't in the company's name. They said that they had to put it in my own name.
Yeah, to that. You keep, and that's what small business owners do not know. Try
mm-hmm.
to put everything on business and keep your credit as clean as possible.
Right.
Because whenever we try to give you more, we look at your personal.
Right.
Let's see.
Okay. All righty. Well,
okay,
I'm not ready for anything right this minute, but it sounds like that one's
getting
paid down. So.
Yeah. Okay, so whenever you need anything, even another truck or any other equipment,
mm-hmm.
we do any equipment. So,
okay. Well, that'd be great. All right, well, thanks
mm-hmm.
for your time, Lena.
Thank you, Bob. Mm-hmm, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.